Human Sacrifice. It's an entire city carved out of solid stone, my friend enthused, trying to entice me into joining him on a journey from our homes in Beirut, Lebanon, to a treeless, arid region in southern Jordan. Place used to be a trading center 400 years before Christ. Only way to get there is by horseback. We'll have to ride through narrow gorges and over mountain trails. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you? I frowned, still unconvinced. And, he said, leaning closer as if to reveal a deep, dark secret, we're going to climb a mountain and see where they performed human sacrifices. That did it. Cities of stone, maybe. Human sacrifices? Hey, I'm as morbid as the next guy. After a short airline flight, followed by a not-so-short automobile trip from Amman, Jordan through a featureless desert, we arrived in the vicinity of our goal. Sure enough, horses waited, their handlers eager to do business with visiting foreigners. We rode deep into mountainous terrain, following ancient paths that wound through weather-worn landscapes. Then suddenly, we saw it, the so-called treasury building guarding the entrance to the city of Petra. We gazed up at towering facades carved into mountain cliffs. Temples, government buildings, marketplaces, countless tombs, all had been skillfully dug out of solid rock. After dismounting, we explored the valley, enjoying the cool recesses of the caves that at one time housed both the living and dead of an ancient civilization. That afternoon, we climbed high over the valley, finally reaching a flat mountaintop on which rested an altar unlike any I'd ever seen. We could clearly see well-worn chips in the stone where axe blades had struck after slicing through the necks and bodies of thousands of Petra's four- and two-legged sacrifices. A groove built into the base of the altar served to channel the hapless victim's flow of blood. Human sacrifice. Is that what God requires of us to gain entry into heaven? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. But don't look for altars of stone on which to spill your blood. Don't search for priests in long robes carrying sharp knives surrounded by the wailing, terrified victims of ignorance and misunderstanding. Look instead for a long-ago cross. That's where you'll discover the only human sacrifice in history that mattered. It's where you'll find your pathway to glory. There, you'll find Jesus. As evening shadows crept across the valley, shrouding the city and its painful past in darkness, I wondered if we've learned anything during the past 2 millennia. Or do we still believe Satan when he insists that our actions somehow assure salvation? On a mountaintop overlooking Petra, humans sacrificed themselves in an effort to appease their God. Near Jerusalem, the only true God sacrificed himself to save humanity.